The Hottest Blaze in Baltimore. Fanny Bell Fleming, the name I was given at birth, could have been a good stage name, but Red Snyder, my first manager, suggested Blaze Star. I started performing at the 2 o'clock club in Baltimore, on the block, at 18. The hottest blaze in burlesque, they called me. My signature act? The Exploding Couch. I'd stretch out on a couch on stage, then smoke drifted from between my legs, like I was getting really worked up, burning with lust, and then streamers like flames started blowing as if the couch had caught fire. I'd later buy the 2 o'clock club myself, but that was years after my torrid affair with Governor Long of Louisiana. Baltimore was my home base, but I'd started traveling more, worked the show bar on Bourbon Street where I met Earl, more than twice my age. He came to my dressing room after my flaming couch routine, introduced himself. As I went back on stage for my finale, he hollered, "Will you go to dinner with me?" He was still governor then, running for Congress. Our affair lasted until he died the next year, hotter than my one-night stand with JFK just before the Cuban Missile Crisis. But I owned Baltimore, its most famous attraction, at least that's what John Waters claimed. I led parades for the Orioles, the Colts, the Bullets, gave free performances at the 2 o'clock for disabled Vietnam vets, even appeared in an ad campaign for the local power company, the hottest blaze on the block.